the River to River News Buzz edition on this Friday. I'm Ben Kiefer, and more heavily reinforced safe rooms are needed in Iowa schools to help protect children from tornadoes, other severe weather. That's according to our state's top disaster management official, who joins us now. Mark Skouten is with us, director of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Welcome back to our program, Director Skouten.
Good afternoon, Ben. Good to be here.
Good to have you, Mark. Now, what prompted this call for more safe rooms?
Well, I think it is it's something that's been happening in Iowa since 2006. There's been a movement to increase the number of safe rooms. It's become clear that if a school is hit by a tornado or a severe wind, those students who are in the school, the staff, the visitors are all going to be safer if there is a specific room designed to withstand a tornado or a very strong wind.
And we had a recent reminder, tragically, just a few days ago on April 27th, two Iowans killed in severe storms that struck the southeast part of the state. We've had some milder springs in terms of severe weather lately, but that was a reminder that these storms can often be deadly. Now, a Des Moines Register examination of state data last year found that only 37 of Iowa's 1,400 public school buildings had these safe rooms. Only 6% of Iowa's preschool through 12th grade students had access to safe rooms during the school day. What is your matches up with your figures?
It does. Our computations, the work that we've done with FEMA, and FEMA has grant dollars available for these safe rooms, show that FEMA has funded 40 safe rooms in 33 different school districts here within the state to the tune of approximately $42 million in FEMA grants.
Okay, so that's where the money is coming from, because hadn't there been talk prior to this last legislative session of establishing some special state funding to pay for these safe rooms in Iowa schools? Last week, the lawmakers adjourned without appropriating any money for that purpose. So this is federal money.
It is federal money. It doesn't say that a school system can, on its own, put in its own safe room without using FEMA grant dollars to do so. If FEMA dollars are used, the safe rooms have to be constructed to FEMA standards, and they're pretty strict standards. The safe room needs to withstand gusts up to 250 miles per hour and the impact of a 15-pound 2x4 traveling at some 100 miles per hour. They have to be built very safely. It increases the cost of the construction of that portion of the building, and so FEMA dollars have made the difference in a number of instances with a number of school boards and school districts that have either remodeled or built new buildings that they could take advantage of the FEMA dollars and so have constructed these safe rooms.
Mm-hmm. Mark Skouten, have you been in these safe rooms? You've toured them?
Yes, I have, yeah, in a couple of community and then one or two safe rooms. They tend to be school safe rooms. They tend to be multi-purpose rooms. They can be cafeterias. They can be wrestling rooms. They can be storage rooms with a lot of additional space that could be made available to take students, staff, and visitors in times of a storm. They have very heavily reinforced doors, heavily reinforced ceilings and walls, so they can withstand that sort of storm.
If you haven't toured the devastation caused by a tornado, you might not think that you need such thick walls and reinforced. I had the opportunity, Mark, to tour the high school, well, what was left of the high school in Joplin, Missouri, where that EF5 tornado hit in the Joplin, killing some 170 people. And it was amazing that wind can do this. Concrete walls were destroyed right down to the level where the concrete was starting to be reinforced with a rebar. So this was concrete being swept away by wind.
Yes. Yeah. I've not seen that devastation firsthand. I've certainly heard about the devastation at Parkersburg back in 2008, where the Parkersburg school was hit by, I think it too was an F5 tornado, destroyed. Parkersburg rebuilt, and now they have a safe room in their school system.
So when we walk into a safe room, the ones that are in our schools are becoming more and more prevalent. Does it look like any other room? Is there any other content stored there? For instance, first aid kits, emergency lighting. Would that room be different otherwise?
Tends to be. The ones that I've been in, no, you don't see a great difference. You have to look pretty carefully. If there are windows, I mean, those windows are protected. There are steel shutters that come down to close and protect the windows so debris does not come through the windows. There's some different wiring. There can be those sort of things you'd put into an emergency kit or a to-go kit. Those are stored oftentimes. I think in general, the biggest purpose is to protect during the tornado itself.
Okay, so this is a short emergency of short duration. These are built for that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Not supplies for what we thought of in older times when we thought we might have to be in sort of shelters for longer periods of time during the Cold War, for instance.
Yeah, well, and those things are still important, Ben. Don't want to say they're not. Particularly here in Iowa, where we have winter storms, where people can be trapped in homes for days, and then having food, water, batteries, radios. Those things in a to-go kit or an emergency kit can be very important. But I think in most of the school systems, as you said, you're right. They are short-term protection measures to get them through the storm itself.
At this point, only 37 of some 1,400 public school buildings, including safe rooms. Walk us forward to where we want to be. The goal would be, I am assuming, all to have safe rooms or access to safe rooms at all of our public schools.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, that is the goal in order to better protect our students, our staff, those visitors who are in the schools. We need to have more safe rooms. There's a component, though, that involves the life cycle of a school, much more expensive to remodel or retrofit a safe room in a school than it is to build with new construction. So I think at this stage, the important thing for a school district and school administrators to do is when they are planning a new school, they really need to take safe room into consideration. Check with us, check with our agency. We have FEMA dollars that come in as a portion of all disaster funding that we receive in the state. As we receive more disaster funding, we receive more money for safe rooms of this nature. And as that funding becomes available, we want to turn it out for this purpose because it is an excellent purpose to increase the safety of the citizens of Iowa.
Finally, Director Skouten, how are you deciding which schools get that limited FEMA money?
Well, a lot of it's on a first-come, first-serve. Those communities have to have what's called a hazard mitigation plan that's been established. They have to have given it some thought within the county. A school administrator can talk with their local emergency manager to make sure they have that sort of hazard mitigation plan, and I think nearly all the counties in the state of Iowa do. And then as they begin building the new school, then they need to contact us to see if we have money available at that time, put their name on that list. The planning cycle takes a while before they're ready to build the plan, particularly if there's a bond issue involved. So we hope that our money will coincide with their building plans so that we can assist them in constructing a safe room of this nature.
Director of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Mark Skouten, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Ben.
It's River to River, a News Buzz edition on this Friday. Chance for us to have quick conversations about some of the news we didn't get to otherwise this week during our talk shows.